Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from an interview with Dr. Matthew Carmody from our Lipedema Worldwide Summit that was held in 2016. Dr. Carmody is an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and a diplomat of the American Board of Obesity Medicine. He recently retired from his practice as an internal medicine practitioner to focus on lipedema and obesity medicine. What do you do when you have a great relationship with your doctor, but they just don't know about lipedema? In this excerpt, Dr. Carmody gives us a few suggestions.
The first thing that I had a conversation with a physician probably last week, and which she came up and we started to talk about her patient who had sort of found her way to me. And the patient, when she came to me, was absolutely, you know, in love and thought that her physician was great, but wasn't really helping in the matter of her current, you know, problem that she wanted to work on. She was working on a lot of other problems, but she also wanted to understand whether she had lipedema or not. And when the physician told me about her coming back to her, you know, with this confirmation of lipedema as being the diagnosis, the physician said to me that I must have another 4 or 5 people in my practice that look exactly like she does. So I think that there are a lot of good physicians out there, and this is a problem of not being in a good relationship. It's not a problem of being in a bad relationship. This is the struggle that you're in, is that this is not widely enough known. And that's, I think, essential, because I have been impressed with people that have come to me, you know, in the last year and a half. And I've been very impressed with the fact that they have quality relationship with their physicians that they have spent years forming, and that they're mature and workable. And yet there's not the expertise that's needed. So there, you may be in a very good relationship with a physician, and the physician just, you know, doesn't know this one, doesn't know this diagnosis. And I think that that's when you start to go to the Lipedema Project and other resources that you learn, and that you can actually draw material from that and present this as a hypothesis for your physician, especially if you have a great relationship. So I think that those types of relationships are, well, they're out there, you have them, you know, and that the problem is not knowing on the part of the provider, and that there are ways of presenting material to that provider because of that relationship about your hypothesis. And I would also say that's a relationship that is not blaming you, is not saying that, oh, you're just not doing what's necessary, that is, you're not watching your diet, you don't have enough exercise, etc. There's a way in which people are in relationship with their providers who they absolutely know their patients are making the best effort, and somehow it is not working out. So I do think that lipedema might be the answer among other possible answers. So I first would say that a good endocrinologist that knows about weight is a very good place to start to make sure you don't have another diagnosis that needs to be discovered that's in the endocrine realm. And then once that's been done, and that you make the steps to say, no, it's not endocrinologic, but it's resistant to usual members or usual interventions. So your problem is resistant to usual interventions, and that you actually present material about your seriousness about usual interventions and your frustration at usual interventions. And what I find very convincing about lipedemic patients is when they say, I've used usual interventions and I find that my breasts get smaller, my whole upper body shrinks, and the disproportion between the usual fat, that's what's shrinking, and the lipedemic fat becomes even more apparent. And I think that when you employ usual efforts and you get a good result on the usual fat tissue and then have this resistant lipedemic tissue, that is a very convincing picture, you know, both of your effort plus of the fact that it doesn't work. It's really remarkable. And then you combine it with the fact that I have painful fat, and I have fat that bruises easily, and that when I walk down the street, it's unbelievable, but my fat hurts. So those are observable things, like when I press lipedemic fat, it is uncomfortable for the patient, and that when it's bruised, it's something very different. And I think in that context of having been successful with the usual fat on the body and then providing the special features, then that's a very good context in which to be presenting the possibility of lipedema, because it then becomes the answer. You want to really attack what is really most profound for you, which is the lipedemic tissue. And I think that that's hard to get to for a practitioner who doesn't know. So I think that using some of the tools that are on the Lipedema Project is probably the way that you can start, the way you can start to talk. But I think that you can be very convincing if you've gone through the diets as prescribed, endocrinology consultation, and you're arriving still with resistant fat that's painful and bruising and distributed in a very different way. That would be my beginning on that.
Thank you, Dr. Carmody. That's great ideas on how we can better get our physician on board and get them to understand about lipedema, because we know they really do want to help us. And thank you also to you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.